This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gio Coney live from the Traveling Built Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. It's Radio Row. It's us. I see one other morning show that is broadcasting this early, 5 a.m. local time here. Of course, it is 7 o'clock back at home in New York, and this is going to be a week of Super Bowl shows today. It's been a lot about Kyrie Irving and the trade, and he's finally not a Brooklyn Net, and we'll see where the Nets go from here if Kevin Durant wants to stay. But to me, this is a day of celebration for the Knicks fans, and obviously should be a sad day for Nets fans. Jerry's trying to spin it positively. We will see if he ends up being right, but he was dead wrong about the two of them coming here. So I think maybe we'll take some calls today. I have no idea. Are we going to take calls today, Al? Yes or no?
If we get a quality phone call, but that's
probably not. Yeah,
who's
not
actually filtering the phone calls?
Fleeks today.
Oh, yeah. Fleeks.
Yeah, we probably, I mean, no offense to Fleeks, but we probably won't take phone calls today now that I'm thinking about it. They got stuff there. We got stuff here. Yeah, forget about it. Plus, it's Kyrie Irving. And, like, even though he elicits, he's a Brooklyn Net. He's not a Brooklyn Net anymore. It's not like a big team in town. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
Not at all.
It's the lowest team in town.
Yeah.
So just one of those.
I thought it was more exciting. No, not, I don't like this, but it was more exciting that the Islanders actually traded for Bo Horvat.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bigger story around here.
Right, and then they signed him to a contract extension.
Certainly, yes.
It was all over the streets of Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually saw a couple of fishermen Horvat jerseys out in the streets here in Phoenix.
You guys want to go to a Coyotes game over at ASU?
When?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at their schedule. I was hoping that they would be in town. Maybe we could shoot over there and catch a game.
It depends what day. Coyotes. I think they are in town because the Suns are not in town.
Okay.
It's
just one other, that's just another thing to add to the schedule here in Arizona.
All right. They are not. Let's see.
I got the
Coyotes today, tonight, 7 p.m.
Who are they playing?
The Wild. And then they go on the road. So that's
if we're going to go, we're going to go tonight, all
has
right?
It has to be tonight. It's late now.
Yeah, very late.
Talking about 7 o'clock, but
okay.
Want to go for a period?
Yeah, we'll see.
Two periods?
It's over at ASU, so they say it's a great atmosphere.
I mean, they don't have an arena there?
No. They just built a new arena on Arizona State University.
Okay.
Because Arizona State has a Division I hockey team, and the Coyotes are presently playing in there.
All right.
And the Rangers played out here a couple months ago, and they said it was a great atmosphere. But it's, I think, about 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Okay. Wow, that's it?
I know the Coyotes are trying to build a stadium on the east side of the valley in Scottsdale. Because they were up by Glendale, by where the Arizona Cardinals play and where the Super Bowl is going to be.
You're telling me the Coyotes play in front of 4,000 people a night?
5,000.
5,000 people a night?
Yes.
In college arena?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No, what am I paying attention to the Coyotes for?
Yes, well,
any
yes,
idea
they are.
What's going on with the Phoenix Coyotes? No way.
So when they built the Suns building, they built this specifically for basketball.
Yeah.
So when the Coyotes moved here, they played in that building for a number of years. But since it was built for basketball, it was not great sight lines. And you missed, if you were sitting above one of the goalies, you couldn't see him because of the way the building was built. So then they ended up building the building out in Glendale. And then there was a fiasco with the lease and everything else, and they moved out of there. And now they're playing on the ASU campus.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that sure would be an interesting thing to see.
It's unique.
It would be great.
You want it to go?
So maybe we'll go tonight. We'll see what soon we'll call Gary Bettman, see what we can do.
You'd probably have us play in the game.
Yes. You could be a goalie. Maybe you could call the game.
Yeah, maybe. I think anything's on the table to be able to promote the Coyotes with Boomer Esiason. I think it would be a big deal for them. You know what I haven't thought of since I've landed here and all this morning?
What's that?
The Eagles and the Chiefs. Not thought about them one bit. Have you?
I've been obviously following them all week long and listening to what everybody's talking about, all the different storylines and everything else like that. But I come in and I think, okay, Patrick Mahomes is superhuman after watching what he did against the Bengals, but they only scored 23 points. And then I think, he should be a little bit healthier than he was against the Bengals, and he should be able to move in this game. But, you know, this is a team, I think the Eagles have, 78, 80 sacks coming into this game? When you think about Patrick Mahomes and his Super Bowl matchups, he had all three number one defenses that he's going against in each of his Super Bowls. So he lost to San Francisco, or he beat San Francisco, lost to Tampa Bay, and that may have been more affected by the Britt Reid situation.
Sure.
And now he's got to go against the Eagles. So throughout the last 4 years, they've been in the Super Bowl, and all three times he's played against the number one defense in football.
I got to tell you, the fact that Andy Reid has won a Super Bowl and both Kelce brothers have won Super Bowls takes a little juice out of those storylines for me. Like, if Andy Reid hadn't won a Super Bowl yet and he was here against his former team that he coached for so many years and they were good and they never got there, that would be a huge deal. And if the Kelce brothers, like, one of them is going to walk away losing a Super Bowl and not maybe having another chance, and the other one was going to win it, that would be... But they both have one. So, like, when it's over with, whoever loses is still going to have a Super Bowl championship in their back pocket. It's
sure. Like, I know, but, you know, the one thing I will say is that I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to be here a lot over the next 10 years, assuming he can stay, you know, that Patrick can stay healthy. But for some reason, they know how to do it. And because the salary cap is now going up even, you know, higher to $225 million, they'll be able to spend some more money around Patrick Mahomes and also maybe, you know, try to spend some more money on defense. Their entire secondary is basically one-year players. And they're not making any money.
Well, that's what's going to have to be, like, reloading every year. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the other interesting thing that came out last week, now all of a sudden you're starting to see the T. Higgins trade thing start percolating. I told you this, like, it was going to happen. Eventually, he was going to be the guy that is not going to sit and come back and play on his fourth year deal, on the fourth year of his deal. He's scheduled to make $4 million this year. He saw what Debo got, Christian Kirk got, and, of course, what A.J. Brown was making and getting traded to Tennessee. So he's going to be the next guy up and the next guy available via trade only and then an extension right after that trade.
Yeah, the one guy I want to see, speaking of wide receivers this week, and I want to interview if I could track him down sometime, one of these media days, Young Joka. I got to find Joka. That was my guy. I wanted him to turn into a superstar with the Giants. Of course, it didn't work out. They got rid of him. Wasn't working for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. I got to find Joka. I want to talk to him about his music career, his life in Kansas City, his hamstrings. I just want to have a one-on-one with me and Joka.
His hamstrings. I like it.
I do.
Well, he's going to be front and center in this game because Mecole Hardman's out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got a pelvis injury, so he's out. And Young Joka, he got hurt early in the game against Cincinnati last week. So I think he's going to be healthy and he's going to be front and center in this game because speed begets speed. And you need as much speed as you possibly can get on the field.
Imagine if he wins a Super Bowl MVP, Kadarius Toney.
If he had the numbers, that means Patrick Mahomes is playing great.
Yeah.
And I would think that it would be really hard to keep it from Patrick Mahomes.
But, like, let's say they, like, hand the ball off to him, and it's not a pass, and it ends up being a rushing touchdown for him, and then he catches two more, and it's, like, 150 yards, three touchdowns.
He could be like Jerry Rice in our Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Jerry Rice was the MVP of our Super Bowl.
All right. The MVP. See if I could get a Young Joka line on FanDuel Sportsbook here.
Oh, that's got to be a big number.
Yeah. Kadarius Tights. I don't even see it on here. He's not even listed right now. I mean,
they're not sure if he's playing.
Yeah, they've got defensive guys on here before they've got. Oh, there he is. I got him. Plus 15,000. Plus 15,000. I think
you got to drop 10 bucks on that just for the hell of it.
Yeah, 10 to win $1,500. Let's go. I mean, I've used $10 on worse things.
Yes.
Kadarius Toney, Super Bowl MVP, but you're probably right. If he has a bunch of yards and a bunch of touchdowns, it means that Patrick Mahomes, it means the Chiefs have won the game, and they're always going to give it to the quarterback.
You would think so.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't throw, like, three interceptions.
That's true.
I mean, this is a game where you could see, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles, I mean, and the Chiefs getting behind. And then having to come from behind and him going no huddle the whole time, maybe exhausting the Eagle pass rush. But, you know, for me, when you think about what the Eagles have and what the Chiefs don't have, you know, the Eagles have a great offensive line, a great offensive line. So Chris Jones is not going to have the impact in this game that he had against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Eagles have two great wide receivers. You have the youth that played really well against the Bengals in that secondary. But if Chris Jones can't be as impactful and you know, the pass rush at the Chiefs isn't as impactful because the quarterback's going to end up running with the ball, Jalen Hurts. Now, the matchup is not the great matchup, I think, for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, we'll, of course, every day we're going to talk a little bit more and see what happens, and it's just going to be the same stuff. We're talking about this game all the way till Friday. But, I mean, it's they're two great teams, 2-1 seeds. They both deserve to be here. It should be a tremendous game. I'm hoping that it is. I don't see either team blowing each other out because they are too good. Now, there is like a – I do have this free night tonight, so we might fill it with Coyotes hockey. Or there's like a media thing where there's a few players available for each team. And I don't think Young Joke is one of them because
I
would have run
so.
Down there with some equipment and recorded it. But you know what happens at those things. They got them up on the risers, and it's just
it's a scrum.
Terrible.
It's a scrum, and we'll hear some stupid questions tomorrow morning.
Right. It's, well, someone's
Jerry.
There wants to get married, right? It's one of those things. And they propose, like, to Gronk every year with the Patriots. It's the same stuff.
It's out of control, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. I mean,
especially with social media and everything.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. All I want. That's all I want. It's just me. You think the Chiefs PR would give me and Young Joker a 5-minute one-on-one? It's the two of us?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I mean, talking about the possibility of him and the Giants winning a Super Bowl and him performing down Broadway. You may get this in Kansas City.
Exactly. It would happen, yes. I mean, and then usually they end up at, like, City Hall or something.
Yes.
Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, here's Young Joker with his hit song, Codeine Dream. He comes in. Firing up the crowd.
You actually could go on before him. You know, you have a warm-up act.
Oh, yeah.
Antonio Brown. Business is booming.
Business booming.
You see that Antonio Brown, by the way, blamed his former teammate James Harrison for his CTE and for his aggressiveness.
Yeah, because of, and also his illegal helmet that he was using for years, he said. Which, to me, now, he did say something that I'd been saying and other people that were following the Steelers at the time said, that one hit he was never the same after.
Vontaze Burfict.
But it was Vontaze Burfict was the hit, not a James Harrison hit, because he said it was a James Harrison hit that he was never the same after, and it was a Vontaze Burfict hit that I think.
So James Harrison played for the Bengals for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a hit in any of those games against the Steelers? I don't even know if there was, because he really didn't do much for the Bengals, I don't think.
Is he talking about practice?
Practice?
Yeah, I mean, he could be. I mean, they're not really hitting a ton in practice.
No, not at all.
I mean, we're trying to figure out Antonio Brown. It's impossible. What he's saying.
He's the Kyrie Irving of the NFL. Although Kyrie doesn't take his clothes off and leave.
Not yet.
Right in the middle of the game.
Not yet. Give him some time.
I mean, I still think about that picture of Antonio Brown taking himself off the field, of course, at a Jet game, at the Meadowlands.
Yep.
And in the end zone, shirtless, when it's like 25 degrees.
Yep. Just going like this. Let's go, everybody. And then we never saw him play football again after that.
Is that not the most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen in any professional sporting event?
Yeah, just quit, middle of the game. That was it.
And take your clothes off.
And remember who picked him up? Danny Boy Hustle Hard. That driver who drives Saquon and Odell Beckham Jr. around. He got in touch with him and picked him up in the car, and then he put that on Instagram, TikTok.
I mean, obviously, that's screaming out, I need some sort of mental
health. Right. Do we have a football around here? Because look at all this space we could have fun with. Like, this is definitely like a running routes. I could be a corner. Al could be the wide receiver.
You know, the last time that, you know, Al and I were at a Super Bowl and we had a football catching contest, Al
was
got mad at me. He got really mad at me.
Oh, I'm not going across the middle. This would be like, you give me one of those floater passes.
Right. Floaters.
A floater.
A floater.
A finesse touch.
A finesse.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS. Do we have a football around there anywhere? You'll find one? All right, go find a football. He's not doing anything right
now.
He's
just sitting around.
He's sitting around. He's guy just shows up, sits around.
You know, it's amazing. They have been working. So I think Sean Kennedy, one of the guys that are that is on this behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think he said there was like 150 boxes that get delivered to this convention center just to be able to set all of this up. I think it was 150. Maybe it was more than that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and they were here Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Setting this whole thing up. And there's probably, what would you say, about 30 people behind the scenes here?
Yeah, just about. Well, that Time to Shine's a big operation. So they have their own truck, you know?
Very big operation.
Very big operation.
Imagine all that shipping, all of that, getting all us together, getting us on the air, and then Gio tells that horse story. I mean, this is what they did this for.
But the other thing I was thinking about, all this stuff actually made it here. My clothes didn't make it here.
Really?
Really.
So what do you, I mean, what is this? Did you buy this?
Yes. So I went, I'm trying to think of the name of the store. Project Rec.
Okay.
So you want... Feel the pants.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
It's great, right? Feel the shirt.
Yeah,
nice shirt.
Stretchy
awesome.
Shirt. Yeah, look at that. That's very
nice. Very nice stuff.
Where are you? Think you're going to get your clothes at any time?
I'm hoping somehow they got caught somewhere. And because I had to go to Cincinnati on Friday night.
Okay.
So I didn't want to check bags and all that stuff because I had a very tight schedule when I got to Cincinnati. And so I decided to send my clothes FedEx and... somehow they didn't make it.
Didn't work out.
Yeah. I guess because it was 0 degrees in New York or something on Saturday or something.
Yeah, it was freezing.
All right, so it's 0 degrees. Get over it.
So they really didn't because it's probably planes didn't fly or whatever?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's tough. How many outfits did you buy?
About six.
You bought six outfits? You really don't think that these things are going to come?
I don't know where they are.
Oh, my God. Did you have to buy golf stuff, too, because you're golfing this week?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's why that was part of the outfits.
Wow. I mean, you're handling this pretty well, actually. I would be livid.
I mean, what do you do? There's nothing I can do about it.
I guess you're right. That's mature right there.
Right.
You.
Get out some nice clothing, and I like it, so it's good.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Road to Arizona. Series presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. Road to Arizona also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther. And by Key Food. Get all of your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets. Boomer and Geo live at Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. The site of Super Bowl 57. Jerry Recco back with us, and he's got another update. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Sponsored by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks. That would become official after he takes his physical. The trade was Irving to the Mavericks. Markieff Morris goes too, by the way, for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, an unprotected first-round pick in 2029. That sounds like a long time from now. As well as two second-round picks in 27 and 29. Still a few more days before the trade deadline comes and goes, so we'll see what happens from this. You got the Nets and Clippers tonight on the Fan at 7:15. Finney-Smith and Dinwiddie likely not to play until probably tomorrow because of all these physicals that have to be taken for things to become official. As for your Knicks, they looked terrible early last night, but boy, late they looked pretty darn good as they beat the Sixers.
Here's Fournier. Melton guards him into the far corner. McBride. He's wide open for three. No, it's good. Timeout Sixers. The crowd rising on the release. My no was like, tell me it's not true, but it is. Miles McBride with a corner three. And the Sixers led by 21 early in the game, but now find themselves down by eight.
That's one where you bet the other team, but you wouldn't think the Sixers. They may be playing so well. So that was Tom McGinnis on Sixers Radio. The Knicks win. And good for them as they won 108-97. Julius Randle at 24-9-7. And you heard McBride there with the big three. He played a big part in this. Evan Fournier played a big part in this as well. He hit five threes. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Fournier, such a pro.
I love Evan's demeanor. He's got a great attitude, a great approach, very professional. So I see the work that he puts in each day. He stays ready. And when he's called upon, he plays well. So I think he and Derek have really handled not being in the rotation as well as you would hope. And I think that's an important part of a team.
Stop talking.
Stop already.
God.
You know, here's the thing. You're Fournier. You're sitting there. They give him this big contract to come here. And all of a sudden, he's out of the rotation. I get it. So he has a great game yesterday.
And only because R.J. Barrett got sick during warm-ups.
And then you got to listen to Tibbs, like, just wax poetically about these guys. Knock it off. I mean, they're going to end up probably trading him and maybe even Derrick Rose or Obi Toppin. That seems like it's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what to do with the Knicks. All I can tell you is that they've been fun and they've been frustrating.
Yep.
And yesterday was a fun day, you know, getting off to that bad start and then coming back and winning and then watching guys who never play actually do something.
They're a strange team.
They're hard to figure out. It's a very strange thing.
Here was Fournier in terms of when he found out that he would be in the rotation for this game.
During the anthem. I'm serious.
Yeah.
During the anthem, I was right here. I was actually changing. I was about to wear, you know, my jersey and stuff. And RJ came back. He was not feeling well. So that's how I knew.
There you go.
How would you feel like every day you got to get dressed, you just sit at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
And you do nothing.
And collect your paycheck. He's doing all right.
I agree. It
stinks.
He wants to play.
I know
that. He wants to play, but...
I know.
And I understand his defense, and he's, you know, turned out to be soft, and he hadn't really been a great shooter since he got here until yesterday.
He was good yesterday.
And he was great yesterday.
I guess finally the dumbass coach is going to put me in the game. old dusty bastard. Well, thank you, coach.
Here's McBride. He doesn't get a lot of run either, but he played big minutes yesterday and got it done.
We know who our main guys are, so I think whatever I can do to help us win is the main thing. You know, if that's making shots, okay, that's great, but also being a defensive player, coming in and maybe getting assists and just affecting the game in a positive way.
Our Nick team, Jerry.
That's pretty good.
See how unselfish they are?
Yeah, Nick Claxton's pretty unselfish.
They just want to play basketball.
Seth Curry knows his role.
Whenever they can help, they want to help.
You don't want Anobi knows his role.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good. Ben Simmons never
plays. These guys really make no money. These guys make no money.
That is very true.
I mean, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving's an ex-Net. I don't know if you heard that.
James Harden. You know, Kevin Durant.
Oh, I love Simmons.
$500 in one playoff
series. Simmons
win.
Is just pure entertainment. His whole
like
life
Simmons.
Is just pure
entertainment.
I feel
bad for Ben Simmons.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why? Because you think he's in his head too much and just it's ruining his career?
It goes back to even this summer. Remember, he missed that one little shot at the Net event outside, and that goes viral. Meantime, it happens to so many guys. No one cares. But him, it becomes a meme, as Jim would say.
You know, I will say NBA fans can be really, really mean. They can be really mean. I mean, they get after these players. And by the way, what's this whole thing with Ja Morant?
I was just going to ask you about that. So his entourage, as it goes.
Somebody needs to sit down with Ja Morant and say, look, this stuff has got to stop, man. You can't do what happened. I don't know. You know
what you're... No, I was about to say, what he's referencing is his entourage, as the story goes, was threatening the Pacers staff, I guess, after a game last month to the point where they were, I guess, pointing lasers at the staff's bodies.
And Ja Morant was supposedly in the car. And I don't know if it was Ja Morant doing it or one of his entourage whatever. That is scary stuff.
I mean, pointing lasers obviously means it could come from one or two
lasers.
Things. Right, exactly. Either a little laser thing that people mess around with in crowds or actually a gun.
Scary.
That, has the...
And I think that's what the thought is.
So the NBA is investigating
this
right
was
now.
Like, as I understand it, was from a car that, or a truck. You know, I'm thinking that an SUV or something that he and his guys are in, and they're driving past either the bus or whatever, the Pacers, and that's when this stuff happened. That is not good. That is not a good look for the NBA. I'm sorry.
Not a great look. Not at all. Carlos Beltran leaving the Yankee booth to join the Mets in their front.
So got rid of, but well, not got rid of, because Beltran decided to leave. But
yeah.
Now Maben and Beltran both.
Where? So is Cameron Maben just doing Apple Plus games this year?
I guess.
Leaving broadcasting altogether?
I hope he's not. I mean, I ended up liking him last year, so I don't know. But both those guys who were new last year, neither one of them are going
to
be back.
I actually saw an update on it. He's going to some sort of Tigers broadcast.
Oh, okay. You played there, too, right?
Some sort of. The Tigers broadcast.
Yeah, I can't recall whether it's TV or radio.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I mean, you got to maybe parlay the job out of it, like full-time. So, good for him. That's great. The NFC won the Flag Football Pro Bowl games. I don't even know what you call it. 35-33 was the final of this thing. A couple of things from it of note. You referenced this last hour, Boomer. This was Devontae Adams, who was asked if he's been outwardly recruiting Aaron Rodgers to Vegas.
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens.
So that's his new guy.
That's his new guy.
So his old guy is his new guy again. And we will see if he becomes the guy. Rodgers,
you're
by
my
the way.
Guy.
Oh, thanks.
She's my guy.
Yeah, old guy, new guy, same thing. Really doesn't matter.
You're my guy.
Right? Yeah, right.
Rodgers, meantime, was in Pebble Beach doing his part, as the story goes, carrying his pro. They won the pro-am portion of that yesterday. So Rodgers calling himself a champion on the golf course. He called it a bucket list type of win. So that's kind of cool. A couple of other things from the NFL of note. Saquon Barkley, we've heard from him obviously since the season ended. He was on Sirius XM yesterday just talking about his upcoming free agency and what might or might not happen.
Yeah, I'm not really getting too much into those talks. You know, I've been vocal about how I feel about New York. Everyone knows how I feel about New York. And, you know, I have a great agent, and you know, she's gonna take care of that.
Go get some stuff done. So we'll see how that plays itself out. Then you have... So the NFC title game was no game because, as you guys say, Brock Purdy quit on his team.
Yeah.
With the elbow injury. Mm-hmm. As we found out, it was a torn UCL. Didn't really quit. He was actually
Bryce
injured.
Bryce Harper played in the World Series with it.
But he didn't throw and didn't play the
you
field.
You tell me it doesn't hurt the swing?
I have no idea. And he did quite well, too.
Yeah.
And by the way, just so you know, that Monday morning, I told you it was going to be a torn UCL.
And you were correct.
You guys wouldn't listen to me.
Want another muffin for that? Or
I do. Give me another muffin.
Didn't Josh Allen have that? He just kept throwing bombs down
the
field.
No, he did not. He did not have a torn UCLA.
Yeah. All right, but
UCLA.
Yeah, I've done that too. All right, so let's get to Brandon Bean, who was asked about Allen's elbow that he played with all season from getting injured in that Jet game. It's a little long. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things to fully heal. It takes a certain amount. You know, I don't remember exactly how long they said, but it's something that unless he had a setback with it, which he did not. You know, he didn't even miss a game, and we were very surprised, and we're trying to make sure we were cautious. But you know, he's a warrior, and he felt that he could do everything he needed to do and protect himself, and that so the doctors cleared him. You know that Friday.
That's enough. So you see,
no, he just couldn't play in the Pro Bowl events because he wanted to be out there at Pebble Beach. See, this is the other thing: the NFL gets rid of the Pro Bowl game itself because everybody was laughing at it, and they come up with these ideas. Whether they're good or not, that's up to each individual to decide that. But if you are a player and you are voted to the Pro Bowl by the fans under this current set of circumstances, your ass should be there.
Yeah, and a lot of them are. Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
But he wanted to be out in Pebble Beach.
Yes.
And
Can you blame him?
No, I can't. I understand because that's pretty alluring to be a part of the AT&T. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers was out there. These guys all, you know, when their career is over with, they want to look at their Pro Bowls, their All Pros, all that other crap, but yet they don't want to show up for it. And now it's a completely different set of circumstances. Now it's more just of a platform to have fun and to celebrate the season and all that other stuff. So I really thought he should have been there.
Did you see the Ramsey hit on Tyreek Hill?
Yes.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Tyreek didn't know he was coming. And I
know it was great. It was inadvertent, but
yeah.
Get out. We're playing contact. And then one other one.
So hard to sit in the Pro Bowl in the last 10 years.
Look at this. This is great. Look at this. Is this it? No, that's not it. Yeah, it is.
It is.
There you go. Down he goes. They call him the cheetah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you see Steph Diggs? Did you see this one? Steph Diggs kneeling behind the butts of the cheerleaders as part of his weird catch. I don't even know what the hell he was doing.
What?
Did you not? Google Steph Diggs cheerleaders. It should come right up. It's one of the strangest photos you'll see. and don't know. And I guess he had a blindfold on. I don't know what the hell was going on here. But it's very. It
sounds like Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, I don't know what that is, but okay. I know there's a movie back in the day. It comes right up, right?
Yeah, raises eyebrows for kneeling behind cheerleaders after scoring touchdown. Yep.
A little weird.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what one other one hell? From... Right, that's what I said. It's just bizarre. From the world of football, Mark Andrews was on Sirius XM, asked about his quarterback. Will he still be his quarterback, Lamar Jackson?
If there's one thing I know that he wants to be a Raven, and I know the Ravens organization want him. And so he's our quarterback, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be able to get that deal done, and he's going to be my quarterback.
We'll see. Don't know. A lot of questions to be answered this offseason.
Trade him to Atlanta.
In the NFL. You've been saying that, and you've been on that. So we shall see. The Islanders signed Bo Horvat to an 8-year extension worth around, was it $8.5 million per year is the value of that deal. And you had a couple of basketball games where Fordham lost to Richmond. I tried getting bogus clips for you, G. He didn't do the game.
He didn't do the game again?
No, he didn't do the game. 68-58.
What, is he too busy?
Maybe he's gotten too big to do all.
No, I mean,
Bogus gotten too big, huh?
I don't know. Maybe the game was on the road. They don't travel him. I don't know the answer to that. And Seton Hall beat DePaul 69-64.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. The Road to Arizona presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. The Road to Arizona also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther. And by Key Food. Get all of your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets. So I landed about an hour and a half earlier than Al, Jerry, and Eddie did. So I was a little bit ahead of them. I had my friend Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh that I know very well. He landed at the same time on his flight, so I met up with him. We went down to the convention center, get our credentials and everything else, and we decide we're going to go to lunch. So I text these guys. They're about an hour behind me. They're going to get lunch later. So we get lunch. I have a couple of my Casamigos Reposados on the rocks with the sliced orange. So we finish the lunch, and I say, all right, what do you want to do? Do we go somewhere else, get another drink, and enjoy this weather? We just, like, kind of relax until dinner. And he goes, no, I want to get another drink. So he looks up on his phone, like anybody would, best bar near me.
Okay.
Best cocktail bar near me. So he comes up with this place, and the website looks great. It's just, you know, it's got a bunch of options there and all these drinks. I'm like, they definitely have Casamigos there. We're going to go there. So I send these guys a text saying we're going to this place. Now, they all had different things. Al and Gina going to the NFL experience. You have Jerry and Matthew doing something. Eddie was down here futzing around with stuff, trying to get his bearings. So then I text Stephen Waldron and Sean Kennedy, and they say, oh, yeah, we'll be right down there. We'll meet you at the place. So we walk into the place. Nobody's at the bar. Very dark. Okay? Very dark. Nobody there. Me and Andrew sit down, order a drink.
Well, this is a Saturday afternoon, right?
Sunday afternoon.
I mean, Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, nobody at the bar.
Any sports on the TVs?
No sports on the TVs, no TVs, dark bar. And I'm thinking, I don't know, let's see if is there an outside to this place? So I look around the corner and there's an outside area. And you could hear the music pumping in the outside. So I'm like, oh, we got some action out here, right? So, as I walk outside to where all the people of this bar are...
Is this the music that was playing?
Yes. This is one of the songs that was playing. I look around and there are 200 gay men.
We're a thousand miles from comfort.
So I say, okay. We've landed in a gay bar in Phoenix.
You are with me.
And I now need to make a decision on what to do. So we sit down at one of the tables, and I say, all right, Sean Kennedy and Stephen Waldron are coming here, and I want to see their faces when they show up.
Okay.
So they show up, like, sweating. They were, you know, doing all sorts of stuff today, like drilling things and hammering things and hooking up wires and everything else. They walk in with their backpacks. On their backs, ready to have a beer and relax. And then you walk outside, and 200 gay guys are doing this. Woo! Welcome!
Welcome to Phoenix, baby. So, I wanted to, like, take some selfies with them and stuff, but I didn't end up doing that. They were having a blast. It was like, Sean goes to me, you know the Lucky Dogs next door, right?
What's the name? What was the name of the place next door?
The Lucky Dog, which was more of a...
heterosexual deal?
Yeah, okay. Right, exactly.
All right, so earlier this morning you told us about a horse story.
Yeah, right.
Is this where this story came out?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's where it came out.
But who told you about the horse story?
Andrew, he knew about Andrew Filippone. Okay, yeah. He's like, he was shocked that I didn't know. He's like, you don't know anything about this?
Okay.
So, yeah, he was the one who told me. So that's how that came full circle.
And it's, so how were the drinks? Were the drinks good?
Yeah, no, they had Casamigos, so I had that. apparently, there was like some specialty blue drink that that they make called the name of the bar that you're not supposed to drink because it gets you really messed up. And there's like nothing. I was like trying to see, is like there anything on the website that indicates this, or is there like a, you know, a flag outside?
Maybe it was just a Sunday afternoon party or something.
No, because then you go on their website and you go to frequently asked questions, and it's like, do you guys cater parties? Do you guys have food at the bar? Is this a gay bar? That's one of the frequently asked questions was. And I can understand why. It was intense. But then we went over to this Lucky Dog place next door, and I ended up playing cornhole and losing to these two guys from Minnesota. It was terrible. Absolutely embarrassing, as they were just sinking them, and we did $20 a game.
Is this you guys right here?
Yeah, this is us playing at the Lucky Dog, yeah. Yeah, this guy Brock just crushed me. It's terrible. It was a good bar. They had all the dogs around and everything else.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it was like a dog bar. It went from a gay bar to a dog bar. Right next door to each other.
You have pretty girls sitting in swinging chairs.
Yeah, right, as we're playing cornhole. But yeah, it was...
What a day!
What a day, is right!
What a day!
Right. Like, it was dark bar. Oh, man, there's some action outside. Let's go see what it is. It's raining, man! Hallelujah, it's raining, man! Oh, yeah.
Were you underdressed there?
No. Everybody was sort of like T-shirts, shorts, you know, not at all. Mm. Everybody was sort of casual, but it was the exact scene that you would have in your head of this happening.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's the best bar. It came up on Yelp.
Yeah, it was a great place. I mean, yes. They had a food truck there and everything. They had a fire pit and all these benches. Everybody was having a blast. Right, Sean? Wasn't everybody having a blast? And then Sean goes, I went to the bathroom. It was interesting.
Well, hey, it's an experience the way you got to look at it.
No, it was. It absolutely
you'll
was.
You'll always remember this Super Bowl because of that experience on your first day here in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of want to take you there later.
Okay. Some of the best places, you know, we're on South Shore of Long Island. Some of the best places over in Fire Island.
Oh, the best, yeah,
some
of course.
Some of the best restaurants.
The Ice Palace over there. And
yes.
The Pines has
exactly.
A couple of great places. I love it over there. Absolutely love going to Cherry. Cherries at Cherry Grove is tremendous.
It's not like you've never, like, we've actually frequented places like that.
100%, yes.
But I understand. It caught you off guard.
It absolutely caught me off guard. We didn't leave right away. We hung out for a while, and then we're like, yeah, a couple drinks. We had a couple drinks.
Right. That's great.
Hung out and ended up having a good time. But Andrew asked me, he goes, who would be the person in sports media that you would laugh at the most if they ended up walking into this place unknowingly like we did? And I came up with Chris Mad Dog Russo. Like, he would be like, oh, what the hell's going on here? Jeez. This came up on Yelp as a 5-star. Oh. And then just by the end of the night, shirts off. Oh, baby! Right. Everybody meet Stefan! Woo! Anyway, it's a fun day.
There you go, day one.
Day one
is in the books, like it.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, and it's also the same day that, you know, Al Dukes thought I was picking him up at the airport yesterday.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, you know, on Friday, we leave the show, and I say, guys, can't wait to see you guys out in Arizona. I'm getting out there the day before you guys, and I'll be more than happy to pick you up at the airport. We could do a run-through over here at the convention center, make sure we know what's going on, where we're going, pick up our credentials. And I was like, great, perfect. So now it's Saturday, I'm out here. And I'm thinking to myself, Al has not texted me his plane flight information. And I'm saying, should I text him and ask him, or should I just wait for him to text me like I told him to text me? So I decided I'm not texting him and asking him because I am not his personal secretary.
Okay.
But if he did text me the information, I would have been more than happy to go and pick him, Jerry, and Eddie up, and Matthew.
Yeah, I thought we were good. I said, I let you know, 11:30 a.m., we're landing. Perfect.
Yeah, what airline, like, you know, what are we doing? And you want me to just sit out there and, like, circle the airport until you get it? Oh, then I get a text. Yeah. Hey, we're here. Are you going to come and get us? Like, what? Jackass.
But know what Boomer's response was? Oh, wow.
So, you're here. You want me to pick you up?
I said to Eddie, I go, we told Boomer a number of times 11:30. But no,
I said to you, text me your information, and you never did that.
That part I forgot. Communication error.
On your part, not my part.
I didn't think about it at the time.
Yes.
At the airport, I was like, we told him, 11:30.
Like there's one place
I don't
to
know
pick people
where
up.
He is.
And Boomer's just idling there waiting for you.
You
guys.
Know, so Phoenix is a very weird airport in a sense that there are two sides of the airport.
Yes.
You could pick one side, the north side or the south side. And if you don't know that, you could be... Did you not know that yesterday?
At one point we didn't because Eddie was on the north side waiting for Jerry and I, and we were on the south side,
yes.
Not knowing where Eddie was.
I'm on the south side. Did you make a left, go northeast? About 0.4 kilometers and you'll see me. The hippie with the ponytail.
I needed Eddie yesterday. I was walking around this place like a maniac trying to find the place where you get the credential. And thank God... The Phoenix God sent me Sean Kennedy, and he brought me around to figure it out. But when you don't have, like, the GPS of Eddie with you, things are a major problem.
Well, all I can tell you is that we're off to a good start. Everything's fine. Everything's organized. The only thing that really wasn't organized was the fact that Al didn't text me his flight. Other than that, plus I didn't get my clothes. So two things.
That's enough.
Yes.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.